Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Wednesday, August 8th. It's a little better in the corn and the wheat here, with beans also a few cents higher. Biggest move overnight was the recovery in beans after trading about 7 cents lower. Overnight, the soybeans in China rallied 30 cents a bushel. That was the biggest gain in a long time, about 10 years. This on news that China imported only 8 million metric tons of beans in July. That was down from 8.7 in August and well below last year's record of 10.1 million metric tons. Now, the interesting thing about this is it's not because of a reduction in demand that the amount was so lower, but rather because of the reduced supply coming out of South America. So this, along with the report yesterday from Oil World that China may in fact have to come back to the U.S. to buy beans as the South American supplies dry up, maybe 15 million metric tons over the fall and early winter, all tying in with the idea of the trade war in China trying to reduce their need for soybeans from the U.S. So again, we will have to see how this plays out down the road and how much they can tighten their belts. So we had November beans finish up 3.5 cents at 909 and a quarter, after making a low at 898 and a half. Also, we have the WASDE report on Friday, average guess for bean yield 49.6 bushels per acre. U.S. also announced they'll be tariffing $16 billion worth of Chinese goods. That takes effect on August 23rd, and we are expecting some sort of reply from China. We'll have to see what they do as they're kind of running out of bullets. Taking a look at corn, we've got December up 0.75 cents at 385 and a quarter and a pretty tight 3 cent range. Average guess for yield for Friday's report coming in about 176 bushels per acre. Taking a look at wheat, December up 0.75 cents, 590 and 3 quarters. Kansas City Dees up 1.5 cents, 608 and 3 quarters. Minneapolis up 5 and a quarter at 650, all trading within yesterday's range and about 6 to 7 cents off the overnight highs. Again, all this being driven by the drought conditions in Australia and other parts of the world, the Black Sea area. But the real trigger here for higher prices will be if any of this export business does in fact make it to the USA. In outside markets, we've got the dollar up 5 points at 95.10, crude oil down $1 a barrel at 68.17, and we've got the Dow Jones down just about 10 points in pre-opening trade. So again, a little bit of consolidation here in the corn and wheat as we await Friday's important USDA WASDE report. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.